Hello and welcome to episode 14 of Comms Noise. I'm Chris, and with me this episode is
Ricky.
So just the two of us
this time.
Yeah.
For now.
For this first part, for sure. So been a while since we recorded. Apologies for that if you've been waiting desperately to hear what we've got to say.
Life in the way, I guess.
Yeah, one of those things. But we're back and we're going to talk about, firstly, we've got a few little bits of mail and feedback events to go through. We'll have a little bit of a sort of chat about what's happening at the moment. Wave 7 delayed, we think. Wave seven, isn't it? Yeah,
could be a double. Maybe
what
if they
the
do
release
a double.
Schedules, what we think that might be about, and then Ricky's going to talk about when he went to the UK Masters,
London Masters.
No, London Masters. Okay, yeah. Right. Okay.
UK Nationals.
UK London. Nationals. London. Okay, so in spite of the fact you're not from London, you qualify on the Master bit rather than the London bit, do you?
Apparently,
yeah.
It's open to everyone.
Yeah. So then. We will be talking later, hopefully, about the event that we're holding in Bristol on Sunday.
How we all did with our
jank list.
Non-competitive list.
I guess we could talk about what we're both planning to take now, and then we can tack on at the end our sort of debrief.
I don't know what to take.
You don't know what you're taking. We can talk about options then. Talk about options.
Three liberties for you. I look forward to seeing that. I don't want to play against it. I think it could be strong.
It could in the right hands, but I think I'd be terrible with it. But anyway, we'll get to that.
Yeah.
So mail. So we since the last
it's,
episode.
It's now, a bit far back because it obviously refers to being nationals.
Well,
related.
I just want to point something out here. So we've had four pieces of mail. One is to promote an event, and three of them are out of my three out of four opponents at nationals.
Do you
want to
get your opponents?
Now, I have a theory here. Because I actually remember their names and called out their names.
They responded.
They actually responded. Whereas the other three of you, who referred to people as victim one and
I'm gonna apologize.
Guy that I played in the third game. Like, it's no wonder they don't engage, is it? Let's be honest.
Well, it's going to happen again today, unfortunately, because I've got my list of names. I've written them down. I had them in my bag.
Yeah.
But I didn't have my bag with me today. So we're going to go with players number 1 through 4 for Masters also.
Dear, oh dear.
I apologise for whoever I played on the day. And on next episode, I'll say your names because I'll have the list with me. In fact, maybe then the second half, I'll have the list with me.
The other thing I probably should point out to against myself is that of the three that have emailed in, two of them have told me that I misquoted them or made a mistake on their list.
Well, no one apologised to you.
And one did apologise. So, yeah. So we'll go through. So first is Brendan, who I played in the second game, who said, thanks for the shout out, but you misquoted me. The US Nationals was 5 first day, cut to top 16, reset, 3-round Swiss. I think I might have said it.
I really hope
four
that's
and
how
four.
It's played.
Yeah, he says, but what they want to do in future is 4 and 4.
I didn't mind 4 and
so
4.
So 4 first day, cut to top 16, reset completely, then play another 4 rounds, Swiss, not knockout, and then take the top Swiss. That's so much better, right? Because you can't do the stupid 6-5 runaway
to
get the win.
You have to engage.
You have to go for the 8s, 9s, 10s to try and get to win.
It's
so
the one thing
better,
I really
right?
don't like about the cut is the fact you could win by just being second player or just by 1 point.
Yeah.
That's not how Armada plays.
Armada games when you just have to win are much different to where you're trying to win for the margin for Swiss.
Yeah. You have to play harder. Yeah. You've got to go in there. You've got to aim for higher points.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, apologies for misquoting you there, Brendan. But the bottom line is that we much prefer the way that it was done at US Nationals than...
It'll be harder for them to record.
Which is unusual, right? Because normally Britain does things better than the US. But in this case, not the way.
Controversial. Controversial.
Yeah. We invent it and then the US comes along and makes it better. That's normally how it happens.
Sorry,
Golf,
too.
Whiskey, you know...
Sorry, everyone listening.
We invented them, but US does them a lot better. No, so anyway, Brendan's Canadian actually, so I don't even know why I'm making that banter. Next, I played Michael Vikström. So he says, "Thanks
That's
for the
a
game."
Strong last name.
Yeah. He says, thanks for the game and an apology. I feel I owe Chris an apology for an error I made that he didn't catch. When my Gazanti had a shot at Leia's flagship, I declared the shot from the rear, once again erroneously imagining that Gazantis have dice in their rear arcs. Since I was double arcing and hit with that shot, it does not really matter because I could have just declared a port arc shot. Would have felt quite foolish if the shot had missed and I'd hit with a port arc in a second attack, since that would have affected the game state. So apologies.
Did you get smashed anyway?
Thanks for the match. I hope this finally hammers home the rear arc thing for me. Yeah, I may have missed it. I don't recall the incident. I may have missed it, but it literally made no fucking difference because his, like, 13 fighters or bombers, whatever they were, absolutely ruined my fleet. So there was
1 point of damage.
One blue dice from a Gazanti was
probably not
immaterial to
not game changing
to the result.
But if you had lost by one,
he says, "Oh, and a hearty congratulations to Ricky for winning the entire thing. Go bring home the world's trophy to Europe. There you go.
Yeah,
go Team Europe.
I'll try my best.
Yeah,
I feel." Others have better chance.
Yeah, we just don't know. We don't know what the new wave will bring, what the meta will be. We don't know what
big
the
ships, apparently.
Competition will be like when it's there. Because the way they do Worlds, I think you definitely... Armada, it should be the best field. Because in other games, it's not necessarily the best field because there's lots of demand. And it used to just be whoever gets online for the tickets first or whoever wins the ticket ballot. So it's not necessarily the best players.
It does appear like Worlds is a lot of locals, isn't it?
Yeah, for other games. But for Armada, for sort of the games that sell out, because the tickets probably wouldn't necessarily sell out, all the best players who do want to go can
are going to be there.
They're all
it's
going to
be a challenge.
And also it's not like Nationals where people, we probably were missing a few potentially good Armada players who played in X-Wing instead because they're on the same deck. You can't play both.
We don't know what the matches will be on.
Whereas at Worlds, I think they do 2 days of Swiss, so you can do both games if you want to.
Okay.
You can do multiple games if you want to. Well, same with Destiny. We had a few Destiny players.
I know Armada started on the Wednesday last time.
Oh.
So.
Yeah. So we'll see. But yeah.
What if we land and have to play the same day? That's going
to
be tough.
You need to talk to your FFG ticket. Free ticket representative about that.
Jet lag.
You'll be fine, I'm sure. You're still boss
it's
it.
Like
you just all you do is
head on the table.
You just point and click fighters anyway, Ricky, don't you? You just go, oh, fighter, activate.
Bomb,
dead. Take it off. There's no finesse.
Didn't work at Masters. Apparently some odd list we'll talk about later, but a card no one ever used. So the better of me.
So then moving on to my fourth game, my fourth opponent also responded. This is Daniil Starr, who is a local guy actually from Liverpool. Says, hi, thanks for the shout out during UK Nationals episode. I learned a lot during the day and especially during our game. I'm hoping to go to all the regionals once they're announced. So hopefully see you. Yeah, that's a big shout out, all the regionals.
Impressive.
There's like normally 8 or 9 in the UK.
We may go to one. Maybe two.
We'll try and make two if we can, yeah.
London's not too far away, though.
Yeah.
Dark Sphere probably.
Was it War Boy you went to or Dark Sphere?
I think Dark Sphere had it last time.
Which is the one you went to for the London Moss? Right, okay. So
very good.
One of the others.
Very
yeah.
good.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, looking forward to the next episodes. Thanks, Daniil. So, yeah, he didn't have anything to say that I got wrong. So, but
I wonder what dice we'll get.
Dice
metallic
for regionals.
Dice.
I don't really care, to be honest.
Because you don't win them.
I won the first ones, actually, Ricky.
Oh, you did?
When I won the whole regional.
You did win the regional.
Before we started recording the podcast, the last tournament we played, I won the regional. So don't you go saying, oh, now you're Nationals champion. You're, like, lording it over me or anything.
I got a bite then.
Have you ever
regional.
Won a regional?
No.
No, you haven't seen.
I was on the top two tables of the last.
Yeah. Yeah, you were. Yeah, you did well at the last one. Yeah. Well.
Until the fifth game killed us. It was tough.
I'm too much of a pussy to do 5 games in a day. I just cannot physically hack it. Although I did do 5 for that regional, but I was a broken man for the next week.
That's what I mean. Yeah, the fifth game.
I was destroyed. Okay.
I don't even remember the last game.
it just went by in a blur.
It was.
B-wing crits.
I didn't have B-wings. I had Skirks, did I?
Who cares? It was
Who
ages
knows?
Ago.
Yeah.
So then, finally, we have a promotion for James Nasmith. So
Georgia Regional.
He says, "Hey guys, we're finally able to publish our regionals event and was hoping you could mention it in the next show. It will be just outside Atlanta, Georgia on the 9th of December at 9 a.m. It's at Gigabytes Cafe and we are in Marietta, about 10 minutes north of Atlanta, 30 minutes from the airport."
So anyone nearby, local to the area?
Yeah.
Get over there.
And he also says, "If you want to swing all the way out to the US before Worlds, I can promise a bed and Marmite on toast."
I do like Marmite.
You do like You're fulfilling his stereotype of British people there. But
not on toast, just on bread. But Marmite's, I would expect tea. Marmite's quite an obscure one.
To be fair, Atlanta is a destination I'd love to go to because the Falcons play there and a great football team. The Walking Dead stuff is all nearby there.
Oh.
Yeah, all the film stuff and all the things. And the actual real, the sort of best Masters, the Golf Masters, is in the same state. I don't know how far it is. It's probably like a short ride by American standards, but 4 hours by
that's
by car
be what
or something.
Max is
but,
get into
but,
as well.
But yeah, I'd Armada is probably, unfortunately, like the fourth or fifth thing I would like to do when I was in Atlanta, but sounds like a great venue. So yeah, if you're in the area, if you can make it to that on the 9th of December, 9 a.m.
get there early,
get in touch
to sign
with
in and whatnot.
Gigabytes Cafe. I'll copy that link into the show notes.
Yep.
Of the podcast, so you can click on the Facebook event.
It should we should have this out before.
There. Yeah, it'll be out just after the just
early
after
next
our tournament.
Yeah,
so yeah, it should. Should be
say early next week. They don't know where we're referring to when we've recorded. So.
Well, it'll be around about the 14th or 15th of November. This should come out.
Oh, it's £15 if you pre-register. $15, sorry, for pre-registering and.
Yeah, $15 for pre-registration, or to pay on the day, $20.
We should have done that for our event, but so, everyone pre-registered. So.
So. Okay, so that's all the mail and feedback this time.
That went quite some time.
You want to talk about the
state
wave
of things?
7?
Or?
Yeah, we haven't had any. We were kind of hoping because we were going to record FFG.
There's
might,
always a. An
they might get the word
still
on the grapevine
could be for the second
and
half.
The article,
like we could add this into the second half. We don't know now, but the second part's going to be recorded Sunday, and there could be a drop on the Friday.
Mm.
We go roughly over it because if there is a post, we'll probably talk about that as well.
Yeah. Or you think that maybe they're milking Destiny and Legion focused on that now? So
I wouldn't like to comment.
Marmada's on a back seat.
Wouldn't like to comment.
Oh, you don't have to be an FFG fanboy now. just until the ticket arrives in the post, till the ticket to Minneapolis.
It does feel we've been like. There may be other issues we don't know about, but I wish they would communicate that to us.
I guess
production issues, or maybe there is something wrong with the cards. I don't know, but they need to like just give us something to just explain. We'd understand.
When was it supposed to be due?
Christmas.
Q4. So like November.
Now,
November, December.
Anytime now.
Didn't exactly the same happen last year because
it was due
end of the Carillion Count Conflict campaign was due end of November and it arrived at the same time with all the other stuff in.
And they
January.
Did say something about on the a while back out like something big coming. But I don't know if they were just referring that to being wave
to
7.
Thrawn, yeah.
Thrawn. It's just an ISD.
I know
it's not
just
big.
An Admiral, yeah, it's not a big
It's a nice ISD.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Radis's ship looks better, but
yeah
I don't know what they're referring to, something big. I hope it's not a huge base because I don't know how that'll fit in the game.
No you think it would be like a new core set or something, wouldn't you?
I hope so,
like a revamp of the rules or
would you say that was big? I suppose it is something big.
Yeah, it'd be a fairly big sort of product.
A new campaign with ship titles,
yeah, that would be awesome.
That's what we want.
I'd love that.
If you're listening to FFG, it's probably cheaper to produce as well. Hard to play test.
I think they. You can't tell anything because we can't see the financials and we don't have access to the strategy, and they're not publicly listed, so they don't have to publish any of that stuff. But the
Armada's probably not up there.
Exactly right, and they've probably got cash flow being directed firmly into Legion because they're going to make a ton of stock for that.
You know, Destiny needs a new wave every couple of weeks.
They're releasing Destiny products every 15 and a half minutes. So they've got to get all that manufactured and shipped over. L5R's really taking off.
One thing on that, it's just like
six packs in 6 weeks for L5R. They've broken their model supply there, so that's an absolute ton of cash going into that.
But you have to understand, Destiny wise, it's putting people off the amount of the speed. Like, there's a lot of cost to people.
I think some like it and some don't, isn't it? It's like anything.
I guess.
I mean, you and me are put off by that pace and that speed. They just don't have the resource or the time to keep up with it.
The amount of trading alone would just take up your whole... The next wave is out. The next pack's out before you even...
Yeah.
I'm a completionist, so it's a terrible habit.
That's what they want to get you on, isn't it? Remortgage your house or...
got to catch them all and whatever.
Or dump your life savings into Destiny. Yeah. That's what they're trying to get you. Nope. But,
selling up if anyone wants to buy some.
This is not a sales podcast. Save that for the sales podcast, the trade podcast. So
we'll get rid of them somehow.
Yeah, I mean, I hope it's not far off Christmas, because... Legion is supposed to be January. It's Q1. Rumoured January. And I think places are taking pre-orders on it. The prices are announced. And
we didn't, you know, I didn't know people
have put, I think Jim Big has put a pre-order in for it. So he's said how many product he wants.
I'd like
his
to try
rep,
it.
He's like the FFG rep.
I want to try it.
I will probably buy it just because in earlier in my war games career, I did a lot of painting, and I could easily see myself painting Vader and Luke and some troopers.
I was going to spray paint.
Airbrush is.
No, I just spray paint them one colour.
Well, you can actually. It's the best way to do troopers is to spray them white. Then wash in the black bits. There's a great painting guide for the Imperial Assault one. Anyway,
Someone else can paint my models.
I will pick it up and I'll try the core set, but I don't know whether the competitive bit will be any good or not. But even if I just paint a couple of models and display them.
Our model wasn't very competitive in Wave 1.
No, but they had it geared up for organised play and it matured.
Wave 2?
It matured reasonably enough. I mean, Wave 1 was... You can judge
Wave 1 was just on worlds, extra.
But it was lots of Demolisher, but then there was that world with that list with the Assault Frigates and A-Wings won worlds, didn't it?
Mm.
Trashed all the Demolisher lists. So it was not a wide-open meta, but because we only had like 4 ships.
Yeah, yeah.
It was not like a one-ship meta.
Don't kill off Armada yet, please.
Yeah, you'd hope that they've got... Where can they go with it? They've got...
All of the new
expanded
films.
Lore, but will they go to the new films? Will they go to Clone Wars? They've generally kept, apart from Destiny, they've kept Clone Wars out of
why
Star Wars.
Does someone else own Clone Wars?
No, I think they just think it's shit and it won't sell.
I think it's because it's related to the first films, and they think they were.
Yeah,
they were not great.
I mean, they're targeting guys from the 80s, 90s who have grown up and have got nostalgia.
I've never seen a kid play Armada yet.
Exactly.
They could be out there, and could be listening. But,
I would have thought they would go to new films more than the...
Well, it's out there. It's being advertised. There's posters. The movie's out. It's a great way to push product.
Yeah.
And that's what Star Wars does.
Yeah.
And all about the toys. Not about the movie.
Yeah. Yeah. Any final thoughts on that? I mean, I guess we'll wait with bated breath.
I expect to see Wave 8 before I see Wave 7 released.
To see the preview for Wave 8, yeah. Yeah, that's probably a fair shot.
And then we'll probably see them both drop at the same time.
Yeah.
I did hear read somewhere that 8 is complete and ready. I don't know Wave how 8. True that is. So a double drop wouldn't be out
what
of
do you
the
mean
question.
By ready, like...
It's already been designed. I guess it hasn't been printed.
You mean ready
but
as in printed, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Fingers crossed. Fine. We could use last wave. Let's be honest. Didn't change anything.
Not for you guys up at the top end of metering.
No. So Ben didn't have anything. I had one card. I forgot even.
You had
Hondo was the only card from the last wave I used.
Yeah, and Ben had nothing. I don't think.
Nothing.
Anything? No.
Wow.
No.
Good wave.
But but sort of in the middle, of the packs, a lot of people used to. There was lots of Quasar lists and Sloan lists floating around.
Quasars are just easy fodder.
Yeah.
And Hammerheads are fun.
They're fun, but they're not top tier.
Not top tier yet.
No.
I don't know what will do it.
Well, we'll see. This whole Radisbomb thing might have a little bit of a...
You'd only need one, though.
A takeoff, yeah.
The Radisbomb. It's not going to work. It's not going to work.
You heard it here first, guys. Ricky, UK Nationals champion, says it's not going to work.
Especially
don't quote him on it when he's wrong.
I would love to see what ship jump in, but it just... You can activate it, so it's going to get bombed once you drop it.
Yeah, it's high risk, for sure. No, yeah. It is high risk. It depends what the other cards are and other slots and stuff around
it. I'm just waiting for it to drop in and just blow up with B-Wings. It's done. It's dead.
You're like tactic against anything.
Blow up with B-Wings.
Wait for it to come near and then blow out with B-Wings.
Like, I'm not taking...
deals with 100% of the things, 100% of the
Except, we'll come on to what it doesn't deal with.
Oh. All right, well, let's move on to that then. So, you recently visited the London Masters. Presumably you were baited by people who wanted... UK Nationals champ there.
I was kindly invited by Florian. He put on a great event. It was really good. Prizes were really good.
Yeah, it's got a reputation for having like unique design prizes.
The cards I got, I didn't bring them, but they look amazing. There's like ones, it's like an X-Wing chasing down a... No, it's a TIE fighter chasing an X-Wing. But their each card is like one image.
I saw them
image.
Online, yeah, on the publicity bit. Very cool. For the thing. I couldn't make... I'm not from London, nor a master, but I also... It's a long day.
It was a long...
Like, we've barely been able to record the last couple of
months. I think it's something like three odd hours to get there.
Because it's East London, right?
Yeah.
We're on the west side of the UK, so you've got to go all
one
the way
train,
across
one
the
tube,
UK.
And no, two trains and a tube.
Did you go by public transport?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So I was pretty exhausted, nice. But I was so tired when I got there. I left at like 6 in the morning. It's not an excuse for losing my first game, but I'm
so
gonna...
Let's move on to that then. What was your list?
So my list was the same as Euros, you know, there's 2 B-Wings, 10 Num, Jans, a Hawk, Nora, and I took 2 1300s, YT 1400s, 1300s. 1300s, isn't it?
The Hull 7.
Millennium Falcons.
Hull 7 Escorts, yeah.
So I thought I'd switch them up from the X-Wings. That was the only thing I changed. And I had the Pelta, I had the Avaris, and the four transports, which is just stupid. I hate transports.
But it doesn't stop you using them. And
you can't fire.
Ringing every exploitation possible
out
of them.
The 6 activations is very, very useful. So I came up against...
we should talk about your list you made in the car on the way home from Nationals with transports later. Later. Carry on.
Okay, so I do have the names written down. I just didn't bring them. So we're going to go with player number 1. And congratulations to him for winning the bounty on me. Because there was a bounty for the winner against the first person,
to beat you.
And I lost the first game. So
it was that. It was whoever that was.
Yeah. Yes. I'll have your names on the second half. But it was a double ISD list and Morty with 2 Gazantes. And you couldn't arm them that well because they're so expensive. Mm-hmm. But what he did have on them was quad laser turrets.
Yeah.
And Morty.
So I'd be interested to, know how this went down. I guess when I used them, did I have Morty? I can't remember, but... Maybe I didn't use a quad laser turrets, but we've always thought they were a bit light
for dealing with underestimated swarms. Them.
Right.
Well, it's not that you're underestimated. It's the fact that I'm hitting so many times against so much health. It's like, how much health is that to get through and shields? 2 ISDs.
It's 28. It's 28 health.
28 health and a fuck ton of shields.
I think the shields that they have. So they have 4 on
4,
each.
They're 4, 3, 3, 3 2. Yeah.
So 12.
So I managed to kill 1. And at that point, he forgot to use it a lot. And if he had remembered to use counter every time, the quad lasers, I'd still probably have killed 1.
Yeah, but you're doing 2 dice and he's doing a 50-50 for a hit. Because the blue dice is only a 50-50 hit.
Well, it's 2 blues.
Oh, right.
With a reroll.
I thought you only get count to one. I thought you only get count to one.
Oh, count to one, yeah, but you also got to shoot as well.
Yeah, he gets
well.
His AA twice. But he gets count to one.
So, yeah.
He shoot AA twice the same.
Well, he had two ISDs right next to each other.
Oh, right. Why didn't you go around the side of one so it locks the other
because,
one?
Because like, it died after.
He's got
after.
A bit arrogant. He's no. got a bit, a little bit cocky.
Because then he's in front of the... It was in front of the Gazanti, and then that was shooting at me. Right, it was, okay. It was like... It was a line, and...
Go hit one side of the line and just roll up it.
Oh, it just. Oh, it was. I killed myself pretty much. It was. It was sad.
You killed yourself.
I killed myself with counter and just getting shot by flak.
I can't believe that it did that much.
I killed one, but I wish I killed the Motti one. But I still couldn't have killed the other one in time.
Yeah, but you got more points. You got 24 points.
I would have got 24 more points, yeah.
Points than Motti.
Maybe I should just took out the transports, but it was just so much health, so much damage to get through, and
yeah,
being hit every time I'm hitting them twice, three times with one sometimes, and it just takes it out of you. Like I potentially doing three damage to myself on one turn.
Yeah.
So yeah, it didn't go good, but didn't go well. But well done. You deserved that win.
Do you remember the chap's name?
He did have Mauler as well. So that was jumped in and...
Oh, Mauler. Right, that makes a bit more sense now.
Mauler and one of the Intel ships.
Jumpmaster.
Yeah, but I killed
you
the Jumpmaster.
You only had two.
Two, just two. Wow. So I thought this was like...
Jumpmaster.
I thought this might have been an easy...
Cunning, yeah.
An easy win. It was not.
Oh, how the mighty fall.
I was tired.
Do you remember the chap's name?
No, I don't. As I said, okay. I'll
good
find
job. Good job player. Taking on board the feedback. And...
Player number one.
Right. Okay. Game two?
Game two was two potatoes, two Mark IIs, both TRCs and Intel Officer. One MC-30, one flotilla, and some aces. I can't remember the aces. It's probably the A-wings. I can't.
Yeah, like Tyco and... Shara.
He was Rocky and Akbar in this. So it was... I thought it might be a bit more difficult, but he stayed at quite a distance and he sent the MC-30 in quite quickly, which died. And then it was just a matter of picking off the... just bombing everything. The usual B-wing bombing. There's not really much else to it.
It was kind of like
he tried the conga line, but the conga line is just bringing them to me.
So how does that work, a conga line?
It's just like the potato were in line behind each other. So they all came in. And
potatoes?
Yeah.
Is that what you call...
Well, it's a Mark II.
Oh, the assault frigates.
The assault frigates, yeah.
They call them guppies.
Guppies.
Shrimps, yeah.
Whatever.
Potatoes.
Potato.
Right.
I did all right about
yeah, that one. Yeah, they used to be so good, but
yeah, this, I know.
They're, so they're kind of, they're not light enough to be
no.
an activation buff and a support.
I think you'd have done better with an MC-80.
But they're not heavy enough to be like a big tanky ship. So they're just in no man's land, really. They just get trashed.
Maybe the MC-30 and the MC-80 together, yeah. The transports would have done better.
So you got a result on that
I got
one.
An 8-3 on that one.
Yeah.
So I did all right knocking out those Mark IIs, assault frigates or whatever.
Yeah.
God, I don't think I've ever used one.
An assault frigate?
No.
You're like a dedicated rebel player.
I never used one. I just can't place one in a list. I've tried it with like the Gallant Haven, but the list doesn't work.
Yeah.
Third game.
Style.
No, it's not mine. Though it should be because, you know, loads of squadrons.
Mm.
But then if you've got your B-wings surrounding your Mark II,
yeah.
Your Mark II's in the wrong place. You're already in front of like an ISD or whatever. You're dead.
Yeah.
Second one was two MC-30s with the standard H-9s.
Yeah.
APTs and the reroll, ordnance experts. This was a guy that's actually emailed in. And apparently I was the one that helped him to build the list and suggest the H-9s.
Came back,
yeah,
came back to bite you.
Damn H-9s. Now, this was tough because he split them up. That was the challenge. It's like, I can't see the bombers.
Was it one admonition and one, foresight?
They were, yeah. They were both the titles. They were Mon Mothma, two transports, and a corvette. So he's and the Corvette and one of the MC-80s sort of
red Corvette or blue Corvette.
They were both red.
Yeah,
I think. Yeah, they were both red. And he sort of stayed at a distance, coming down one side with them again, like in a conga, the Corvette and an MC-30.
Yeah.
And I thought, there's two ships there. I may as well go for that. Blew those up with the bombers, but I couldn't get back to the other side to get the other one. But he came in just a bit too slow and I was able to run away.
Right.
And at that point, I just...
Were you first player?
I was first player. Yeah, so I think pretty much...
He could never get...
He could never catch me, no.
Edition.
No. So
they
just,
are, I know those things are really good, the MC-30s, but they are rubbish if you're second player. They really are bad. Unless you couple them with something, they are bad by themselves. They just can't get in range of anything.
What's that, MC-30?
Yeah, unless you're first player. They're amazing if you're first player, but they're not so hot if you're second.
Well, see, it seems odd that I would be first player. He must have had a bigger bid than me. Maybe I was second player.
Right.
But then it would have been one of my missions. Can't remember, sorry. So, well, a few weeks back. But it's a 9-2 to me on that one.
Yeah.
I took out his main MC-30. One survived, so did the transport on one health. Just couldn't pick that. It wouldn't have made much difference, 18 points.
Yeah.
It was a 9-2 anyway. But it was a good game. All three were like really great guys as well. They were all good players. And then the last game. That one, I was second player on that one and I picked... No, I was first player, actually. And I picked his... what's the blue mission that lets you start? You have to put everything down first.
Superior position. Superior,
that's in my list.
Did he make you second player? First player? Or did you pick
to be first player? To be first player because I had the activation count and I would have been first and last.
Yeah,
nice. I mean, that's so strong.
Yeah.
First and last is... Yeah. And I, after that last game before being split upon with the MC-30s, I was a bit cautious, so I stayed on the edge.
Yeah.
That was my mistake. Because he set up on the opposite edge. And...
just flew away.
Couldn't get to him. Yeah. He
took the 6-5.
Took the 6-5. No shots were fired. No damage was done. I couldn't get to him without overextending and I would have put myself at risk. And
yeah.
He just stayed over that end, circling around. He had a lot faster ships. It was 4 Corvettes. 1 flotilla and 8 YT-2600s.
It's very much, it's like that, the list that Stephen from Intensify Forward Firepower ran in the first, sorry, second Armada of the Worlds. He got to the semi-finals, he got to the top 4 cut with that list. They all TRC'd up, were they? Or?
No, I think 2 of them were, and 2 of them had engine techs were taken down purely. They were
just
there
for bumping.
Just to kill the flotillas. And he'd done well.
Yeah.
But 8 YT-2600s, I wasn't keen to go against
2400s,
that. 2400s, yeah. Sorry. But, he just stayed away.
Yeah, they're strong, those, aren't they? Because they're just good all-rounders. They're speed 4, they got 4 blue.
To be fair, if he sent them in...
They've got black ship dice. They're not bombers, but they've got black ship dice.
But if he had come in as a cluster, I figured I could have 10-numbed. Most of them dead.
Yeah.
As a swarm, they'd have all went down because I'd have done it last.
Just them.
And then I'd have done it first next turn.
Yeah.
It probably would have killed off. And but with the rest of my ships.
He just kept them away.
Yeah, he just kept them away. Everything kept away. He could have set
them away. There's no way you could have got in to just pick a couple of... I guess if you'd gone in to pick some Corvettes off, he'd have jumped the YT, swarm in and killed all your fighters.
I wouldn't have been able to stop him. I'd have had to send them so far ahead of me. It would have left me exposed to YTs.
They just get by. Yeah. You wouldn't have had the support network close enough.
So that was a draw. I lost that 5-6 to him.
Because you're second player.
Because I was second player. No, I wasn't. I was first player. He was second player.
Oh, sorry, yeah. Second player wins draws. Yeah.
Second player wins draws.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was... Well, I got to leave early. So I got to get on the train to go home. And I got home about 12:30. So if I'd played to the end... At least he saved me an hour.
And there was no cut, right?
No cut, no. That would have gone on until who knows what time. But it was almost a full house. It was almost 32 players.
Yeah.
It was really...
Well run and good venue.
Well run, very run, very good.
Yeah, a lot.
Table service.
See if I can go next. Yeah. Wow, okay.
So, food, drink. It was really good.
Wow, see if Warboard. I can go next.
Yeah, we'll all try to go for the next one.
Yeah.
I said Florian's great guy.
Yeah.
Really good event put on by him.
Good stuff.
We'll look forward to the next one.
Try and go next year.
Yeah. I'm sure many of the players there as well will see at the regionals or...
Yeah, on the circuit. So having played that now with your list and had a couple of defeats, are there any changes you'd be making to that? if you were.
No, there's always going to be
taking
counters.
It forwards. You just keep with it, but learn your lessons. Keep the same list.
Then what's in the next wave?
Learn your lessons. I'm talking about, like, because regional season technically starts now.
Regional will be using
technically
lists.
Starting for November. I mean, I know they haven't really properly announced it yet, but with wave 7 up in the air, like, it's the same meta. So
I'm honestly bored of it.
Yeah.
But I know it works, and I'll probably take it to regionals.
Yeah.
Kind of giving everyone away.
But they can't stop it. That's the thing. Can't stop it. You know what it is. You know what's coming. Unless you fly away, I guess.
I expected to see some mirror matches or something. Maybe some have similar.
I guess you've learned the lessons of the two games you lost. You've learned they're quite easy to stop happening again. Like if you have that ISD thing with the counter, you just hit one side.
I would definitely play differently.
Just smash down, roll up one side. And
in fact, I would have probably took out the Gazantes just because they were a pain. And then just clear out the rest.
Exactly. Yeah. Then I activate on a massive scale.
Yeah.
All you've got to do is kill one ISD and then.
Or just, I could have just killed one and ran away.
Yeah, exactly.
If I had done that, that would have been.
That's what you need to do. But
lessons learned, that's how you went. That's how you
went.
A good day was had.
Mm-hmm.
Tiring, but good. Next time we'll drive down or something.
Yeah.
All of us in the same car.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be all right as long as we left early enough, we could probably get over that. So, finally in this segment then, we'll just preview. Or discuss what list you might take for the casual. So it's a casual Q3
casual
event
Sunday.
On Sunday. We've got 15 at the moment, which is pretty good because it's a 16 capacity event.
Yes.
We nearly filled it, which is excellent because, like you say, it's a stale meta. It's away from people aren't excited about the new thing because no one knows when it's coming out. So to fill it is still.
We play a lot though, so it's pretty good. It's still to us. Like, we play a lot.
Yeah, I guess.
We have played a lot recently.
I guess. But yeah, so I was saying, I guess to fill it is still, you know, I think it's
so we
good,
take some fun lists.
Achievement. What are you, well, should I just go through mine because I'm pretty sure I know it. I'll take it. I'm officially organising and running this one. I'll be the buy. So if we do have 15, I won't have to play. But anyone who does come in at the bottom or drops, we'll have to face this. So at the moment, I've drafted it up. This is not play tested at all. It's all concept, theory, armada. I've got a MC-80 Liberty battle cruiser, which is the more expensive one. So two black anti-squadron, four reds and three blues out the front. I've got General Medine on that, who's the rebel admiral, who when you resolve a navigate command, if you spend a dial, you can get an additional yaw. If you spend a token, you can either change speed or yaw. So whereas normally you spend a token, you can only change speed. You get the option for yaw as well. So it makes the Liberty super, super turny, super manoeuvrable. I think I probably should move Medine. I probably will, before the thing, move Medine onto one of my other ships.
Yeah,
actually,
the one that's at the back.
Yeah, exactly. And then that one, but I'll keep all the rest stuff on it because this is my only expensive one. The other two are the Star Cruisers, which is cheaper, which has swaps a red for a blue out the front and it loses anti-squadron. I've got Leading Shots, which is spend a blue dice for a reroll, which makes your front arc shots really reliable. I've got Ramus Antilles, who I really like on Liberties because you can navigate with him and take the token, so you only have to navigate every other. You have to do a navigate command every other command, but you can navigate every turn still. And with Medine makes the token better and the dial better. Or you can just spend the dial and the token for a ridiculous
super
navigation.
Turn.
Super crazy navigation.
That's like turning on a.
But I also like him because he makes you more resilient to slices. Because you can hold that token back to reduce your speed or something if you're doing a tight turn, so you don't.
I was thinking
maybe
you could have taken took Leia, but she's just not. She's just a waste of points.
Yeah, she's not going to be great for this list.
No,
she should be terrible. The other thing I like Ramus Antilles for is because you can do navigate engineering. Those engineerings can let you hang on a little bit longer before pulling out for the fight, before disengaging, so you can.
I just think
you
that even if you lose
shot,
that ship, there's another Liberty coming in behind.
There's another two Liberties.
Another Liberty coming in behind.
From the other side.
Yeah, so, or all at the same time.
We'll get to that. So there's Antilles. Then I've got Engine Tech, so that you can do more crazy maneuvering. And I've got XI7s and XX9s. I like that combo because it normally means as long as you can get a good. As long as you can land a good solid hit, or it's your second or third shot, you can pretty much go through the shields.
Can't contain it either.
and you can't contain it on the big ships. And then it's got gunnery teams, obviously, because when you're spending all that points, you want to be able to shoot twice at that arc at different ships. And then I've got one of the lower ones, and it just has H9 turbo lasers and gunnery team, nothing else. That's so it's not going to be as reliable.
Flotilla killer.
It's just to go after flotillas.
Yeah.
And then the other one is literally just has XI7s. So again, it's just if I can get them both on the same arc of one ship, both the XI7s, I can just thrash through a big ship.
Mm.
And I've got no squadrons.
It's pretty terrifying.
And I've got a 17-point bid. although I may go to 13 and put leading shots on one of the other Liberties, maybe like the H9s one.
I don't know, because you're probably going to be at long range. But yeah, you could use a reroll at close. Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see.
Help with the anti-squadron fire as well.
And then my objectives. So I've got advanced gunnery for the one without gunnery teams to make him super scary. And then I've got contested outposts. So just sit on it. Liberties near contested outposts.
Good luck on that one.
And then I've got salvage run just to try it out. I think a lot of people will pick it. But it gives you... So it gives me, as the second player... I'm not expecting to play much as second player.
I picked that one for you, didn't I?
You picked Dangerous Territory.
Oh, I did, yeah. Territory, because I figured it'd be an immune...
You picked Gunnery, Outpost, and Dangerous Territory, and I've swapped it for Salvage Run.
Why?
Because, it's fun, janky, and I've only played it once.
It's a waste of a liberty just to go after...
It's 80 points if you get all the tokens in the middle...
Oh, is this the one all around?
Yeah, you put the station in the middle, then you put all the terrain. It has to be within like 1 to 5 of it.
Yeah,
and then you put the tokens near the middle.
That's going to be devastating if you come up against an interdictor.
Well, it won't be that devastating.
I suppose it doesn't matter
because the interdictor will, or whatever, will fly up to go and get the tokens, and then it will get 3 Liberty front arcs.
It's true.
So I'm not. But the idea. Let me just explain the thinking. I mean, it's not great. But
it's a lot of like.
I think it's better than the other blues for this list because all the other blues are nasty. Like superior positions, nasty.
Yeah, but Dangerous Territory isn't because
Dangerous Territory does nothing for either side though. You so get it's the just points. Saying.
Well, you're more likely to get the points with your speed. And
I might get 45 and they get 30, so I get 15 points or something.
You might get 15 points
with this one.
And
you're
immune to the things.
I either get 80
or
if
nothing.
I either get 80 or they fly up into the middle of 3 Liberties. Either way, I get loads of points.
If they've got strategic as well, you won't get 80. You might get 40, but...
If they've got strategic, then, yeah, they're going to pull the tokens away. But they're still going to have ships just behind. And I'm going to be going at speed 3, effective 4 on my flagship.
True.
So whatever there is behind that's collecting those tokens is going to take a fuck ton of
you're
Liberty
gonna run
over
so many.
Oh, it's going to take a beating. And the other great thing is... With the salvage run, all my ships start with a navigate token, which is great with Medivh.
Oh, true.
So I thought I'd try it. I'm not saying it's the best option, but
it's a fun list.
It's fun, and blue is the weakest for a slot for it by miles. Yeah. So we'll see how it goes. It might catch some people off. And as you always say, you can't say to me, "Oh, this list is going to be weak against Interdictor," because no one fucking takes Interdictors. So
I've heard there might be someone with two.
Well, he'll very quickly... When I get 3 Liberty front arcs on one of them, I'm very...
2 interdictors in one list.
Yeah, well, I probably won't get up to the heady heights of top table where the 2 interdictors will be on. Anyway, so that's that list. I might not even have to play it if there's a buy, so we'll see.
I hope you get to play it at least once.
I played before with the 3 ISDs and... It was fun, but it got hopelessly out-activated, just got blown up by squadrons. It was...
Isn't this...
It was
they're
tough.
More tanky than that.
And they're more tanky than the Liberties. But the Liberties do have 2 braces, whereas ISD only has that one that you can burn.
Super good at getting in position.
The Liberties are amazing for manoeuvring. And I've got a massive bid. This is the problem.
And a massive bid.
When I had 3 ISDs, I did not have a massive bid. If I can get that major flagship with Antilles and XX9s,
just how
and
scary.
XX7s
like, that one's coming in. Like,
that one's going first every turn.
Yeah.
And it's got engine techs, and it's got Medina, and it's got tokens, it's got Antilles. It can be anywhere you want it to be, and it's going to go first.
You just get it behind
turn.
Them.
It's going
to
just chase
you. And you've got the other 2 in front of them.
Exactly. So I think it will be a lot more potent.
Pincer.
It'll be a lot more potent than the ISDs. Mm. Sure.
Sounds good. Sounds like a fun list.
So yeah, we'll see. We'll see how that one goes.
I got 2 that I'm thinking. I think one of them's too like, what's the word? It's not gimmicky enough.
It's sufficiently gimmicky.
It's like it might
do
well.
It's too mundane, is it? It's too vanilla.
Well, it's a gladiator, but yeah. You expect out to be anti-squadron.
He's standard, is he?
No.
So what's he got? He's got demo, ordnance experts,
This is the wrong one, actually.
It's the wrong list, okay.
But, where's the right list? Well, I'll tell you about my other one that I went with. It was four Corvettes, an MC-80, Akbar, and two strategic ships. But the whole thing of the list is not because it's Akbar and it's got loads of dice to throw out. It's purely because I want to do the close-range intel scan.
Right.
And I don't know why. I just want to see that mission work, because 10 points for every... I know it wasn't Defiance. The MC-80 was home one, because okay. Then I can turn any dice...
from all the Corvettes.
So yeah, if I can get a double arc from the Corvettes, all four, that's 80 points in a turn.
Yeah.
And if I can do that a couple of turns...
The problem here is you need your opponent to pick that mission.
The other two missions would mean picking fire lanes,
right,
or sensor net. Now, what are you going to pick? Fire lanes and sensor net? And I have two strategic that I can move multiple times?
But you haven't got anything to guard them, though. They could just get tranks, couldn't they? Those cargo VCXs.
I have a lot of anti-squadron blues.
Yeah, it'd be interesting. So you're going for second player there.
Well, I've got an MC-80 for first player. Yeah. If they want to do that, I don't mind.
Do you say you've got Akbar?
I do have Akbar.
So would you, if you're firing the Corvettes and you're trying to double arc, would you forego the Akbar bonus?
I would forego it. Unless I knew I was going to get the kill, if it's a big ship, just go for the points. 20 points.
Double arc.
20 points is half the cost of one.
It's 20 points for taking away it's 10 points for taking out an accuracy from your...
Yeah.
For spending. So not for spending it to affect the dice, but just to literally...
Take away.
To bin it, you get 10 points.
Yeah. No, use it. Just bin it. 10 points, 10 points, 10 points, 10 points, 10 points. I don't know if it'll work. I honestly don't. But
okay, so that's that one. What's your other option?
I think I've modified it because maybe it's just an imp. Let me just check. But the idea, it was kind of like a boarding party Avenger. And it's...
Old Pat, is it?
Yeah, it's two flotillas with repair crews to keep the MC-8 alive. It was... an ISD with Avenger and Motti. Actually, it's not completely lame boarding party.
It's not just an Avenger ISD old hat list.
It's a Quasar, a Gladiator, okay. And an ISD.
Okay.
And a couple of flotillas.
So five activations.
Five activations. Maybe it's four. One, four. Two. I made it a while ago.
Five
activations, yeah. And the idea, again... is sort of to use the Quasar's title, school, just to be a replacement for the coordination team.
Yeah.
Fire lane, sensor net, and advanced gunnery for the ISD, which I didn't add gunnery teams on, did I? No. Because I've got boarding parties, boarding troops, you can't do it. So yeah, again, second player is fine. First player is fine. I think that's the only way you need to play them both ways. You can't just be one or the other.
Yeah, absolutely, because the bids, especially... I mean, it's fine. I don't know if they say it's fine. Even in our local meta, like this tournament with 15 people, there'll be somebody with a 20-odd point bid. And there'll be loads with 3 or 4 point bids, but yeah. There'll be maybe one with a 20-point bid. So you have to be able to cope with both.
As they're not going to be listening. It's a 4-point bid. It's not rubbish.
Yeah. What are your other missions?
So my missions were the point-building ones and advanced gunnery. You know,
fire lanes and
all of them horrible.
Yeah,
you wouldn't want any of those.
No,
all very good for me.
What's your squadron contingent?
Two shuttles.
You've got this this building kind of framework, haven't you? Where it's just put two strategic.
It's the only way to guarantee the missions.
Do other stuff
if you want them to pick a mission you don't like.
Yeah,
I make the
otherwise,
two worse.
You end up with some crap like dangerous territory or something.
Maybe the next campaign might add more missions.
That would be good.
We need more missions. But I don't know, this list seems a bit...
good to shake it up.
I don't play Imperials much, so that's new.
Yeah, just give it a bit of a...
It feels too...
experiment.
Too gamey, to be honest.
Experiment on Sunday.
Don't know. The other one feels a bit more crazy. four Corvettes. It's not that crazy though. Blizzard people flew it before, apparently, before I started playing.
Not with the mission though.
Not the mission.
People flew it with like TRCs.
Yeah, none of them.
Or slave turrets.
None of them have that. They're all naked. Can't afford it with a pimped out Defiant. Yeah, Home One, sorry.
I don't think people have flown it with Home One before. They've done.
I think it would, because people look at the mission.
They've done it with Defiance and Akbar. They would have. I've seen that list with Defiance and Akbar.
I think people would look at the mission and be like, "I'll take TLCs. The red one."
Yeah,
because I think no one plays it. I've never seen it played.
Close range intel scan. Yeah,
no one will pick the other two.
So,
I could literally go all day with only picking that mission. I think.
Well, if you have to play me, then.
you would pick. You'd probably put me as first or something. But then it's still. Your list would really.
I wouldn't put you as first in my list. I need to go first.
You can one shot them. I don't think I could kill your list with that one.
Yeah, it would be a bad matchup. But you wouldn't be expected to see many of that list like that in the meta. So.
Even with four Corvettes all putting out Akbar dice, don't think it's going to work. I might take one out.
Yeah.
Can't take out three.
Yeah, it depends on the order and how it goes.
There's no way to take out three.
Three on Defiance would be quite funny.
The other list, the Avenger list, if you got in close, would do better.
Yeah, just boarding party me or something.
Yeah. Ruin, you're going to do it once. Smash again, one. You've still got two more.
Just destroy it, just kill it outright, pretty much.
But that's just one.
Yeah, there's still two. Yeah, right. there's still two more to try and
there's still two, and they've probably been pounding me as I get close. I don't know. Maybe you've got the meta-winning list here.
I doubt it very, very much, but it'll be fun anyway. Yeah. And it'll be quick. This is the thing, I mean, although it's only a three-game day, this is the thing that always ruins me in long tournaments. I just don't have the stamina for them. So I get to game three or four and make stupid mistakes. I just don't care that all the interactions and connotations have ground me down. But
you will have
three
to play the last
and
move.
No squadrons. Screw that.
Well, Matt needs to leave on the last
if Matt
so
has
you
to
will
leave.
Have to play one. Yeah. Maybe you just take
well,
over
I might have to play. I might have to either play the first two and not the last one, or not play the first two, but play the last one.
Someone's always missing on an event. We'll see what the numbers are.
Yeah. So finally then on this, I just wanted to bring up the topic we had earlier, which is actually linked in to that close range intel scan, which is the other list that you came up with in the back of the car.
Oh, I don't know if I want to give that away yet in case it really works.
In case it works.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
It could work.
Yeah.
But I don't think it works.
I don't think it
as
works.
Well.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll go over it.
It's fine. You can have
fine.
It as yours. You can take it to nationals next year.
I'm not taking it to nationals. I've tried it once as second
take it
player.
To worlds.
As second player, it didn't win, but it didn't lose big as I thought.
Right.
I think I lost as a seven.
Okay.
But it was eight flotillas, all the armed ones. Oh no, seven armed. One non-armed with Torun Pharaon.
They have a blue out the front, the armed ones.
They have a blue, and they have a blue anti-squadron. And an MC-80 home one. Again, for the scan.
To give all the flotillas.
The thing is, because I worked out
an accuracy dial, and then they spend it for that close range intel scan.
One intel scan is half the value, more than half the value of each one. I know it's not, it's just under, but... So long as they can get two off, they've covered their cost. But the problem is, the Corvette can do that twice in a shot if you get a double arc.
Yeah.
And you can do it at the side.
Yeah, better, more angles.
It's twice the cost.
Quicker.
Just under twice the cost, And it's just better in every way.
Yeah.
Less activations. But do you need nine activations?
That would be pretty hilarious, actually.
Like, and you bump them. They're so hard to fly nine at once.
Yeah, you couldn't concentrate fire on... Because there's only blue dice as well. You couldn't really concentrate fire
and
on
they
ships.
Don't... Like, you think, easily. Like... If they don't get an accuracy, they're immortal. But an accuracy always comes up.
And but then everything you've got that dilemma. Do they want to spend it for the close-range intel scan? Or use it to kill you?
Well, no, because they
use
two. So
they
need
two.
Probably
never
go for it.
They just kill you.
Yeah, I'd say they probably
so
just kill one.
When you played it first and you were second, did you play close range intel scan with your mission?
No, played one of his missions, so
you
I haven't
first?
Got to test it with the mission.
Okay, because so the problem with making a list for a mission is you can't guarantee they'll pick it. You might pull
the other two.
If they're
again,
not expecting it. You might right.
It was strategic again.
Okay,
right. And with nine strategic and sensor net, two ships.
All right.
That I think I had three.
Two, they could shut
three.
You down.
But not before two turns of getting like
rinsing
60, 75 points a turn.
Yeah, fair enough.
If you want to shut me down at that point.
Fair enough.
and Firelane's is probably the weakest one, actually.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
We'll see. Yeah, how good. We'll see.
I think
how
I might
goes.
Take the Corvettes just to test it and
yeah.
see.
Yeah.
See if it works.
Keep your rebel fanboy going.
Yeah, I'd rather play the other one, to be honest, but I think it's too gamey. Maybe I'll take that for something else.
Mm. Mm.
Too strong.
Cool. Anything else to talk about in this segment? Otherwise, we'll sign off and
give us wave 7.
After the break.
Bad now. Yeah, no. We'll have more to talk about on the second part. We've already gone an hour
coming up. All right. Okay. We'll see you in part 2, guys.
See you later.
Hello, welcome back to episode 14 of Comms Noise. Chris here, and I've got with me
Ricky
and Ben.
We've just finished the Q2/Q3 kit that we ran at Big. We had 16 players in the end, and they all turned up.
Yeah, 4 hours.
Which was cool. Yeah, so, just going to do a quick rundown of our games.
Well, thanks for everyone who did come along today.
Yeah, it's great to see 16 players in a pretty stale meta, really. Like, you know, there's not been any releases recently, nothing new, nothing going on. So to get 16 is awesome.
Well, people don't play as much as us, so it's not as stale to them.
That's true.
As it can be for
that's a good point.
They only play maybe casually.
Yeah, but I mean, given the stuff that's come out, like lots of games coming out, like Necromunda, Elfirebar, like all the hotness is all coming out. The fact people still can give up a whole day to come and play Armada.
We had a lot of new people here who've not been to a tournament before as well. So it's good to see we're still getting new Armada players coming
in. And some from further afield.
Mm. Yes.
Yeah. Quite good to see as well.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'll just run through mine first. So I only played 2 games because Matt had to leave for the 3rd. So I then dropped so that somebody, one of the newer players, didn't have to have a bye. So Ricky and I went through the list I was going to take on Thursday.
We did.
So you know it already, but it's 3 Liberties with General Medin, no squadrons. So the first game I played, I had a 17 point bid, and I played Robert Murray from Basingstoke, and he had an Avenger boarding troopers list, and he had a 22 point bid.
Oh.
So I was not going first, and I thought, well, I've lost this because he'll just. He'll just dump next to me. He picked advanced gunnery, so he gets double points. He'll just dump in, kill something for double points, and then I'll kill a Gazanti, and he'll win by 300 points or something. As it happened, I managed to maneuver my Liberty onto the Liberty that was picked as the I had advanced gunnery.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I pick advanced gunnery.
You do.
But he could just, because he can out deploy me massively, because I've got 3 deployments, he just waits to see where they are.
And then,
exactly. I mean, it's after deployment still, but he can still just.
Yeah.
I haven't got very far, but unless I spread all 3 out massively, in which case he'll still track me down on turn 4
Maybe
or 5.
Maybe 3 is unnecessary, maybe 2 and some flotillas.
It needs work for sure, but yeah. So,
quick list.
Well, that's what I thought, because I was running it today as well.
Yeah.
I might need to do rules questions. I needed to put scores in, all that kind of thing. I thought I don't need a 12 squadron, 6 activation mega list that's going to fuck my mind over every time I look at somebody else's board. So I managed to maneuver my ship. I seemed to be able to work out where he was. I estimated where he was going to be able to get to with a speed 3.
Mm-hmm.
And I managed to... I just chucked my stealth straight into the debris field, and presumably he might not have expected me to do that. Mm-hmm. So I took 2 damage on a shield the opposite side. He then moved in with Avenger, couldn't get into black range, so he couldn't trigger the boarding troopers.
Mm-hmm.
He did manage to shoot both arcs with the front of Avenger, because advanced gunnery lets you shoot the same arc twice as long as it's different hull zones.
Yeah, as long as the targets are 2 different hull zones of the same ship.
Exactly. So he hit me in the front and he hit me in the side with the Liberty. But he only did a couple of damage. He had a couple of defenders came in as well, did a couple more damage. Then I just flew away and spammed repairs.
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of disengaged. I managed to chase one Gazanti down and double engine tech it, literally on turn 6 to kill it. But it wouldn't have mattered anyway. It made no difference because
you were second player.
I was second player.
So it would have been a 6-5.
It was a 6-5, 0-0 6-5, but it was a 25-0 to me 6-5 because I bumped the Gazanti.
It's tricky. The old the battering ram is what I call the Avenger boarding parties, because you just got to stay out of its way, and that means you don't get much of a game.
It's tough. I don't like what it's done to the meta, if I'm honest. The Avenger boarding troopers thing,
very jousty now.
The lists are really the games are not fun to play, not even for the person who's probably running them.
I don't know.
It makes big ships really hard to use.
First time I used it, I did have fun. Just ramming it in.
It's always good to see a ship come at you at speed 3 into bombers. Because you're just like, well, cool.
That's true. Yavaris doesn't mind the old body height.
Yeah, the Yavaris and that thing doesn't mind. But I guess it makes big ships really vulnerable and terrible because it can kill anything with one shot, probably. Hmm. Most things with one shot. And
what were those his other missions? Why did you go for advanced gunnery?
He picked my advanced gunnery.
Oh, of course, yeah. Well, fair enough. Quick game.
So, it was reasonably quick. And then I played his travelling partner, Vitas, in the second game. They both come from Amazing Stoke, as we used to call it.
Wow.
When you're stuck on an industrial estate for three weeks travelling with work. An ironic name there. So, so they come over from there, and Vitas had a Commander Sarto, three Nebs, including Salvation and Yavaris. Mm-hmm. And then Sarto was just on the other one, like as a manila.
That's cool to see Sarto.
Yeah. And they were running they were all running the, is it the dual turbolaser turrets that get a blue when you're slower?
Quad
than
battery.
Quad battery turrets, that's the ones. Then he had two flotillas, one was Bright Hope, and had Bomber Command Center. The other one was just vanilla with comms net. And then he had Corrin Horn, a couple of E-Wings, the Shara and Tycho, and a couple of vanilla A-wings, and then a relay dude.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't like a vicious bomber wing. And I picked Most Wanted. Probably should have picked... He had Capture the VIP, which I probably should have picked.
Yeah, you give up 40 points then.
50
points. Well, with a VCX, he would have just taken that away.
That's the thing. He guaranteed to get 50. Yeah. And I thought maybe I could survive. And to be honest, the Most Wanted in the end, because he just blew me away with squadrons.
Mm.
It didn't make any difference for the extra thing, but it did make a difference for the points.
I probably
should have picked his yellow.
The lesser of the
two. But I thought, well, the thing was as well, is it was the second game. I wanted to get a game of L5R with Matt before he left. And I had to do loads of other stuff and sort all the prizes out for the tournament and pay, sort Jim out and all that kind of thing. So I thought, let's just go in one way or the other and there'll be a result. So, I sent my three Liberties straight into the front of it.
Three Liberties versus three Nebbies. That sounds like grim.
Well, he torched the most wanted one because he was able to just he had two rounds of bombing on it with Bomber Command Center.
And what did Salvation do to it?
Salvation. I can't remember if it was that one or it was the other one that died. But he did get a hit with Salvation. He had a red blue. Mm-hmm. He had three reds and a blue. Swapped two reds for two blacks.
Mm-hmm.
He rolled hit crit on the blacks. A blank on the red and a crit on the blue. And then he re-rolled the red with the concentrate fire into a crit
for 10 damage.
So I think it was 10. It might have been 9 actually. Somehow, maybe he re-rolled into a hit.
Yeah.
But basically, it braced to 5.
Right.
And then I took a crit. And the first, not that it mattered because he did kill me. He got just enough to kill me before I was able to activate. But the first few crits he got was, so this is, bear in mind this has gunnery teams. The first crit he got was only one shot per turn can shoot a ship. Then the other one, it was, I had an engineering dial, so it would have been fine. The next one was half your engineering value. So not that it mattered because he finished me off in the end, but before I got to do enough. But so that was that one. And then I had an amazing activation where I killed three ships with one activation, one Liberty. So we'd butted in. So we had I had my two Liberties and he had Yavaris and Salvation in the front arcs of my Liberties. Just blocking, holding me in place for squadrons, basically. But I managed to... I activated my other one with gunnery teams. I killed Yavaris with one shot. I killed, because it had H9s as well, I killed his bullshit flotilla that was Most Wanted, that was trying to like run away on the back line, and then I bumped Salvation for the kill.
Triple kill.
So I got like, I mean, I was already like 250 points down because I'd lost the big one, but I think I got like 180 point activation or something. And then he would have tabled me, but he had four bombers that needed to get two hits, and he rolled blank, blank, blank,
one hit. They were all E-wings with reds. Right. And because I'd killed Bright Hope, the bomber command center was gone.
Not too reliable.
So they weren't very reliable. He blanked out on them. But he did have that salvation hit. So it kind of it balanced out in the end. The luck.
Wow. So you had a single ship and one hit point at the end of the game.
I had, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I had my one liberty left. And he had, to be fair, I probably, if I played it, it would have been a ridiculously long shot because the guy that got away had Lando. So I'd have had to roll amazing twice. But if I'd done my activation in a slightly different order, I could have, when I did that three ship hit ship kill, if I'd done the other one first, I would have got an extra shot because he died before I got to activate him. So I might have been able to one shot that other Yavaris, but it had Lando, so it was really unlikely.
Yeah.
That's all. That's his only ship he had left, plus all his squadrons. But if I killed that, I would have got the.
You'd have got the squadrons.
Quite yeah. fun list then.
It was fun. It was a really fun game.
How did it compare to the three ISDs you ran last time?
It's very similar. It's much better, I think, in terms of like much better against ship lists, but probably worse against squadrons because it doesn't quite have the health. I guess it's got the shields, but like the extra brace token makes it much better because the ISD one don't have the ECMs, the double brace. I actually find it a lot more resilient and it's way more manoeuvrable.
Well, because you had Medine.
Because I have.
But you had Jedward, didn't you?
Yeah, but Medine's. I think Medine's more manipulable because Medine lets you flick your front end around more. So you can pick.
And Motti would have probably been better for three ISDs. That's nine extra.
And I like Antilles as well. And the fact you could put two turbo lasers on them means you can really tool up.
You get some good combos.
You can have the XO7s and the HDIs. I preferred them, I think, to the. And they're a bit cheaper as well, so you can put more upgrades on. So yes, that was it. I think it was a 7 or an 8 to Vitas. And then I gracefully retired for a bye for the last round. So,
fair enough.
Yeah.
You would have been fourth if you took the bye.
If I'd taken the 8 points.
That's you can't enough. Take a bye when you're in the middle of the field. Then.
No. I'm top. Last game, I'll just take the bye. And then the guy below is going to get a 10 to beat me. Like, that's not how it works. I probably would have had another tricky game, middle of the pack. So who knows, but it was fine. It was cool.
A little bit of
my turn. Yeah, and it was nice just to run those three things.
We've
just
all had a go doing it, haven't we, being the boss?
Yeah, except Matt, who's emigrating to New Zealand.
So he's taken three other rounds and now he's bugging off before it's his turn.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean it's your turn again.
Oh.
It's not too bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, which one are you guys?
I did most of this one. Sort of all the.
You did all the tech. You did all the tech stuff. Yeah. Yeah. I'm not so good at all the IT stuff. Apart from the fact that I mix all the podcasts.
I don't know what you're in charge of.
I'm in charge of all the electronics and all the podcast stuff. So
I'll leave that with you.
That's all good. Yeah, you do a good job.
Yeah.
No complaints.
Well done, Chris.
Yeah, Ricky, do you want to talk about your tournament, or Ben, do you want to go first?
All right.
Well, Ben.
So I decided to dig a silly list and stuff I've never used before.
Is it really that silly?
Yes.
No.
Ricky, it's got an interdictor in it. What's the worst ship in the game?
The Pelter.
which you've won nationals.
Also, the Pelter is not great, but it's also half the price of the interdictor.
But it's shit. Like, really shit.
The interdictor's worse.
I don't know.
Okay, Ricky, you have to take a list.
How many pelters?
When we go to Worlds, you have to take either a pelter or an interdictor. Which one are you going to take?
A pelter.
Obviously, because it's not as bad as an interdictor.
Got you there, Ricky. Unfortunately,
you can interdictor in a rebel list.
But you don't have to play rebels.
I probably won't. But I won't take an interdictor.
Exactly, because it's terrible. Anyway, so I thought, I'm going to do it. I've never used this damn thing. I bought it. I'm going to use it. So I took an interdictor with Jerdorod, Wolf Yularen, interdictor title, the slow-mo upgrade, and the move terrain upgrade. Disposable capacitors to shoot long-range once per game. Then I had a naked Gazonti, a jerk Gazonti with two ECM slicer tools and tracks beam, two Architens, both with blast doors and TRCs, one of them with Nida and Hand of Justice. And then for fighters, I had 6 naked TIE fighters. I've never really used my Architens before. I've never used Interdict before. I thought, I'll take a fun list. Should be fun. Had a 2-point bid. and still won two, the bid in two of my games somehow. So first game I was up against Stu, who I've known for a long time. We used to play Epic 40k together back in Games Workshop.
Yeah, cool.
So he's quite new to Armada. He had a Rebel list with the Liberty, a Pelter, a...
Oh, wow.
Two... Was it two Nebbies? Yeah. I think it was. Two Nebbies, a Pelter, a Liberty, and a Transport.
Was one Yavaris?
No, one was Salvation and one was Redemption.
Oh.
He had Shields to Maximum on the Pelter and Projection Experts. So he was just trying to be like a gun line that regens. I'm interested. I almost took the Shields to Maximum Projection Experts list myself because I wanted to try it out.
I think you did once.
I did do it. Well, not at a tournament. Just
we played it
one evening.
Test.
Yeah, and it was just too easy to
play. And the Pelter died.
Yeah, because it's speed two. Yeah. Speed two things can't escape.
And that was at that point we said,
write this one off.
I think the first six games we used the Pelter, it died every single game.
Every game.
So, what actually happened? Can't remember. Oh, yeah, I started shooting him. He started healing up the Liberty. So I thought, bugger it, let's kill the Pelter.
You were saying you pinned stuff down like the guys with the jerk Kazanti and...
Yeah, so he had... Oh, I forgot to say his fighters. He had two A-Wings, a Y-Wing, and a Hawk. So he just sort of came forwards. I sent jerk Kazanti around the side to slice and tractor beam a Nebbi. So that just stayed stuck all game. The Interdictor went wide on my right flank and just gobbled up the Nebbis because they couldn't move. Between the tractor beam, the slicers, and the Interdictor's G thing, whatever it's called, those Nebbis just sat there, not being able to shoot and getting chomped. Except his Salvation got one shot at my Architens up front when we started lining up, and he did 8 damage in one shot, just with, triple crit.
Nice. I like Salvation.
Yeah, if you can roll like that, then it's amazing.
But it was Salvation.
No, it was Salvation.
It was Salvation.
Yeah.
Wasn't Yavaris.
But because it was an Architens, it couldn't brace it, so it took 9 damage, and luckily, I had blast doors, so it just blast doored and ran away.
Yeah.
So one...
Isn't 9 able to kill it? How did you survive?
Well, redirect. So I can evade one.
Oh, you evade one, yes.
Evade one and then redirect and then have like 2 health left. So I guess gave the Liberty a wide berth after I saw how much it was healing. Got my Architens into sandwich his Pelter. Killed the Pelter. The Interdictor nommed up two Nebbies, and then he spanned the Liberty around and tried to come back in, but the Architens and the Interdictor just chewed it up. So I ended up wiping him out.
Board wipe.
What was the mission? I can't remember. Oh, it was Intel Sweep, which I got as well. So he decided to get the Liberty be the Intel Sweep, but because of the slicing tools and me moving the terrain in a certain way, he got 2 of them, and then he couldn't get to the third one because he didn't have enough clicks to get that third one, so I managed to snatch it from him. Then game 2 was against Ricky.
Yay. Always a fun matchup.
Yeah, I think I made a big mistake at the start by choosing to go first because Ricky had more activations, so I didn't want him to go first and last, so I went first. And I picked his new mission, short-range intel scan. And after we started deploying, I realised he was in this sort of castle formation, so I couldn't like go in and attack him. And then we were prancing at long range for a bit, and then the moment we did get into range, his corvettes were just scoring 20 points a turn. One shot out the front, automatic accuracy from home 1, 10 points. One shot out the side, automatic accuracy.
So this mission, to remind everybody, is when attacking, a ship can spend an accuracy for an objective token.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the attackers... The first player has to spend 2 accuracies to get an objective token.
Exactly. And the tokens are worth 10 points. Twice. I think he got like 13 of them or something?
No, 10? 12?
But yeah, so these Corvettes were just going, I wouldn't even roll the dice, so I'd just take 20 points.
Yeah, I'd just take the points. That is so rebel though, isn't it? Like, yeah. They're not coming to kill you at all, they've scanned the fuck out of you.
Yeah, I got scanned. It was like,
if I had one red dice, all those rebels have got all the secret interdictor plans.
Yeah,
they've got really the weak points on the interdictor, like they know all of who was your admiral again?
Gerard.
Yeah, they know.
They know what he had for breakfast.
They know all the affairs he's having with
all the weird porn he's into. Exactly. They've downloaded everything. They're going to do a big like WikiLeaks dump as soon as they get out of this battle and release it all.
Character assassinate him. Yeah. But they didn't kill anything.
Where all his offshore accounts are held. Yeah. He's fucked.
Did kill up
So it came down to right at the end of the game. I'd killed one Corvette.
Oh, yeah.
Because I got the tractor beam slow-mo slicer tools on it, so it ground to a halt and got shot by Architons. And then the rest of it was just us spinning around each other, me trying to stay out of range and arc, and you just trying to get those arcs in. So I decided eventually to spin around and go for the 80, because once he's dead, he doesn't get the accuracies. Mm. But I just couldn't. I put a lot of firepower into it. You shot back, crippled the interdictor. The interdictor had to disengage or die, and then I didn't have enough firepower to finish the 80. So it came down to the final turn. We were pretty much tied on victory points, because by that point I killed two.
Even. It was probably like 6-5 at that point.
I've got two tokens and two Corvettes dead, and you had like 12 tokens. So that was pretty even.
It was close, yeah.
And it came down to...
I think
to,
you were winning at that point. I'm pretty sure you were ahead.
A smidge ahead. But it was really close. It was going to be a draw. And there was a Corvette on 2 health, and there was a...
Architon was on full health.
On full health. And you got a medium range shot with Akbar.
I did, yeah.
You needed, you needed 9 damage.
And an accuracy, wasn't it?
And an accuracy. And I needed 2 damage on 4 blue dice.
I don't think I needed accuracy.
Well, anyway.
It didn't matter.
Didn't matter, because he rolled 11 damage.
11 damage.
With the
MC80.
One shot on Architons, and then I rolled all my dice on the Corvette.
And you did one.
I did one instead of two, and it got away. So it was a really close game, actually, and I will never be picking that scenario again.
But to be honest, you'd have picked, it would have all been bad.
Well, yeah.
You'd have to have been
second. Oh, yeah, I couldn't have picked any of your missions. I would have had, the only better option I would have had was to pick second player.
Yeah.
And you would have got first and last on me, but then your ships don't hit that hard because you don't have TRCs, so maybe that would have been the better option for me. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. I have to say, I didn't go first at all today. So
that's the plan, though.
That was the plan. We'll get into that.
And then my last game was against a new guy called Craig, who's from up near Gloucester. They've been playing for a few months together, but they've not been to any tournaments yet.
And he got put against you.
Yeah, he must have done well.
Yeah.
In his first couple of games. And he had Dodonna with a Liberty, Yavaris, two transports, and Luke, Jan, Tendub, Shara.
Just a lot of bases.
Two A-wings.
It's Yavaris.
And a YT escort. That's it. Yeah. And he picked...
Luke's over, like, a nice beginner one. A lot of beginners pick.
Luke Dodonna. It feels like a good combo.
It's too expensive.
But it's not the best, especially because Luke's an escort. He dies so easily.
Yeah, that's exactly it. It is a good combo, but he's just not as good as the other bombers. Like Luke's worse because he's an escort, and he's more expensive, so...
That's it. But it's fun going for shields. So he picked, this was the only game I went second, which is weird because you think the Interdictor does well on missions. And he unfortunately picked Contested Outpost, which was the only one of my missions I've ever played. The other two missions were new ones I'd never played before. So I didn't get to play any of my new missions.
Did you get 120 points?
I did, because I can move it with the Interdictor. So he didn't even, because I deployed it in the middle and all the scenery I deployed were near it, so I could put the token down and move 5 out of the 6 terrain pieces.
Yeah.
He was too scared of going anywhere near the scenery, so he went slightly off-centre.
Yeah.
So then I dragged it the opposite way.
Yeah.
And we had a fight sort of slightly to the right of centre, but the station was off to the left.
Yeah.
And so they just, Gazonti sat on it and went to speed 0. And just went, oh, that's it.
Literally camping the station.
Yeah. Well, we had a fight. And I sent Jerk Gazonti wide to go and slice your virus. I formed up the Architon strafe line. and sent the interdictor on my left to go around. He ran straight into the teeth of the guns with the Liberty, thinking he's got repair crew, transports, he's got engineering captain on there, he thinks he can tank it and get through. But the disposable capacitors and the two TRCs just burn them down in two volleys.
Yeah.
It's just too much damage for it to take.
Arcton's power so much. Yeah, and those disposable capacitors.
Yeah, because they got turn two. He got two TRC'd, and then the interdictor got the double up long range.
It's eight dice, and it's basically better probably than an ISD shot, because it's all mostly blue dice.
Mostly blue dice, yeah.
So, it's basically getting hit from an ISD, except you can't break your defense
token. It's two separate tokens. Yeah, your defense tokens are not.
So it's better than taking a shot
from an ISD. Messed up one of my Corvettes, didn't it?
It took a Corvette down to two health, didn't it? When I got that volume, because you'd forgotten about the capacitors.
Yeah, didn't even see you had it.
You were like, interdictor, that's shit.
Yeah, shit. I didn't even look at your list, to be honest.
But I ran into the same problem. I didn't look properly at his list. So I thought I had. So I was going to burn down that thing. I'd sliced in Yavaris. I was like, oh, even his bombers aren't even going to be in range. I'm going to shoot past. The interdictor's going to then chase up his transports, and I'm going to kill him before he even makes it into the second half of the board. But I didn't realise his Yavaris had a wing commander, which is you may always turn your dial back to squadrons.
Oh, yeah.
So I sliced him, and he just went, all right.
Thanks.
We were talking about this earlier. We were saying, clearly the slicer tools is garbled the order from the bridge down to the guys who are in the engineering room, whatever. And they're like, shit, the bridge haven't told us what to do. What do we do? Do we engineer? Do we hang on? What ship are we on here?
Yavaris. We're on Yavaris. I know what we do on Yavaris.
Yeah, exactly. Come on, guys.
There's only one button to push here.
There's only one button we ever push
in
Yavaris.
So that caught me by surprise. And so, although I killed his Liberty and flew off, I was in his squadrons, and they just double tapped me. Ooh. And brought the interdictor down, and I thought he'd get away.
Shit.
So I lost the interdictor with Jerdor on, which is basically as much as that Liberty.
So he doesn't have to face the music about his German dungeon pool.
Yeah, exactly.
He's dead. He's dead in the void. His name memory will be besmirched.
Oh, you don't speak ill of the dead. But then once the Liberty was gone, the heart of his list was out. So my ties just tried to tie up his fighters while the Arcturans turned around and burnt down Yavaris. Because with them, again, with tractor beam on Jerk Gazonti, he was stuck at speed one. Just got shot to bits. And then they chased down the transport and GG.
Nice.
So two big wins. One, I don't know, how many points did, what was our final score? Was it seven?
I imagine it was seven or eight.
So yeah, I got two tens and a whatever I got against Ricky of five or four.
I think it was an eight.
Was it an eight?
No, a seven. It must have been seven.
Probably was a seven.
Seven, yeah.
Because
I beat you by two. Well, whatever it was.
You guys can't
have been an eight. Yeah, so I got 23, 24 points, whatever. And came second.
Well done, Ben.
Yeah, it's a shame. I really wanted to
let the other people win.
First of all, that's why I brought the interdictor list, to make it more fun for everyone. But also, I kind of secretly wanted to be able to lord over you guys that I'd won a tournament with an interdictor. But it wasn't to be.
Yeah,
you weren't far off.
I think you were 2 points off.
If it wasn't for someone.
So if I'd just gone, if I'd gone second against Ricky and run away from him, then I would have won the tournament. That's what you're saying.
If you were second and run away,
because then you would have got 5 points instead of.
You'd have had different matchups.
That's true. Yeah.
And I would have probably got 10.
So unless it was the last game, you can't ever theorise about it because you don't know what the matchups would have been.
That's true.
Very true. But yeah, all three guys, good opponents, good games.
Yeah,
it's not password.
And it was fun to actually use Arcturans and
stuff I've never used
before.
Yeah,
it's good.
Yeah,
and those Arcturans, they're pricey, but they do a lot of damage, and they're really hard to kill. I only lost one in three games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are very good.
So I
like them. Yeah, you. Here we go. Then.
So the Hand of Justice really good as well.
So and this one that slows you down. Really did my head in.
You had 24 points, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
And third place had 21. So. Yeah, Ricky had 26.
Mm-hmm.
We'll give away everything.
Spoiler alert.
Spoilers. So I won, yeah.
So what were your games like?
My games, I went against Joe first.
Mm-hmm.
And I see I remember the name today.
Yeah, I remember everyone's names.
Except for the second game, obviously. Joe, yeah.
Joe Bird.
And yeah, it was... I didn't think I was going to... Well, it was a Sentinet game. So let's be honest.
He sat in the corner and out of all the tokens until he died of boredom and killed himself.
He hadn't played Sentinet before.
Oh, no.
I did ask if he really wanted to play the mission. I said, are you sure? Like, do you not want to check the missions again and pick another one? Like,
man. Everyone's first moment first playing Sentinet is a special moment in someone's life, isn't it? You're like, it does what?
It doesn't sound
no!
But at least I can move these tokens, right? Yeah, and then I just send these piddly little shits out and bring them right back and do it again.
And again. And again. So he was flying the ISD, a Quasar, I believe. So I can't quite remember. I think it was two transports as well, two Gazantes. Pretty sure that was his list. And that was only a couple of hours ago, but I can't remember. And, yeah, it was a bit more standoffish. I don't think we started fighting until about the third round, so I'd already made third or fourth round. I made a lot of points. I think it was 210 points on that one. But I board wiped him. I was shocked because I'd actually done enough damage with naked... My list is four Corvettes that are all naked except one that has Jaina's Light. And a home one. With home one's title.
Yeah.
It's not that well geared. It's got the... what's the one that adds a blue if you're going slower?
Quad batteries,
it had that.
And leading shots. You got Agbar though. You don't need Agbar.
Yeah.
It's like having two enhanced armaments on every ship.
It is. So I kind of surrounded, like he literally was surrounded by all my Corvettes. They were everywhere. And I just picked at him. And home one, the accuracy's in. Just wiped out first the ISD, then the Quasar, and then picked off the rest.
Ouch.
Squadrons, he had a lot of interceptors, but I didn't even kill any of them.
They're not doing much to your ships, are they, interceptors?
Did I kill any? I might have picked up a couple, but then after the board wipe, it was...
Mm.
They die anyway, don't they? So yeah, that was a 600 and something points in that game.
Man, I'm really glad they've capped MOV.
MOV, yeah.
To stop those choke and farming missions dominating.
Well, yeah, I think you rostered...
I lost
first game, Ricky. I think you lost 600 and something points or something.
Yeah. I think I only lost one Corvette.
Captain, obviously, it was a 400 win to you, but it was like 670 versus 100 or something.
Yeah.
Sentinet.
Unbelievable.
Sentinet is one you don't pick. Just
these
never,
rebels have got
ever,
some
ever.
Seriously juicy intel. Very few both
a good scanning
today.
Going on. Ben pretty much went through the second game.
Anything
not
you want
much to add. Sentinet. Oh, no, Sentinet. Close range intel screen.
Yeah, I'm glad we
really,
actually tried it out.
Talk about it, because that's very rarely played.
Yeah, because we theorised this after Nationals. We're in the car on the way home trying to think. Like,
we thought,
what's
maybe,
another mission you can... Because the red's the tricky one, because there's no...
Red is crap.
There's no strategic red mission.
Yeah.
Advanced Gunnery is good with an MC-80, but it's not... It can't... If someone stays away from you, it's pretty much useless.
Exactly that, but also the problem is, if you're building your list around the token farming, you're having lots of ships in your virus and all that kind of thing.
Hmm.
So you don't have much to put into a big ship to make it nasty for advanced gunnery.
Yeah.
So it's very difficult to make that list.
And your opponent benefits from it too.
Exactly.
Yes, and it's really vulnerable to eventual
whereas
BT as we...
close sensor scan is... It doesn't, like, for you, the other player to get the tokens is very, very hard. And do you want to throw away
two accuracies
for 10 points? Probably not. Whereas,
and how many ships are going to roll two accuracies? There's only really big ones, like Star Destroyers.
Yeah.
So you pulled it off twice, didn't you?
Yeah.
Twice out of the whole game. And
that was the Interdictor firing a lot.
Yeah. My Corvettes pulled it off nearly pretty much every turn in the beginning.
Most of them got it twice a turn.
Yeah, twice a turn. So that's 20 points a pop. I didn't even care. I didn't kill anything of yours really until the very last turn.
With that one big jammy shot.
One
apart from
lucky
that,
shot.
You hadn't killed anything.
No. And I didn't really need to, really. I flew really badly. I admit, I flew into some stupid places.
Yeah. I mean, you lost two Corvettes that you didn't need to lose.
No. I could have flew away. Didn't need to waste them. But
it's painful. There's one
interesting
part where
mission.
I drove my jokers onto Ian to trap one of your Corvettes by tractor beaming and slicing it. But doing so gave you two extra shots.
You did. You gave me points which missed, straight away.
But that's 20 points. So I've given you 20 points just by moving into range.
That's ridiculous.
On the chance of scoring 40 points off a naked Corvette.
Oh, that's... scoring.
It was... Real bad.
Yeah, that must be great because you go like... Normally you roll for 3-4 dice and you're like, oh, fuck. A couple of accuracies and one damage and a blank. Terrible. Oh, no. I'll take the points.
Exactly. It was just like the points were coming in so quick, and Ben's a very good player and stayed very far away. But I could see that being against someone who were lesser knowledgeable
or slower ships, or they slower can't ships, out of range.
And your Corvettes are just behind them. You're just picking points
because if I hadn't had the tractor beams and the G8 emitters and
I hadn't
stuff,
filled day,
you'd have had all four behind me shooting all day long,
and my MC80 in the front just firing at everything else. It went better than expected.
Yeah, I mean, you struggle against the bomber wings, but no one really took a bomber wing today, did they?
There was a few. Well, Chris went against one.
Yeah, it wasn't particularly brutal, though. It was like Corrin and...
Yeah, it's not a good list.
Yeah, it was only like five fighters or something, wasn't it?
It was, I think it was two character A-wings and an A-wing, so three A-wings, three E-wings and a...
So three red bombers, it's not like a...
No, it wasn't horrendous. They got bomber command centre there.
Still, red's too flaky for that.
So, yeah, they were chipping away, and he had Adar Talon and Yavaris, so all of that plus the command centre, he chipped away.
It's a shame they're red, the E-Wings. A red bomber is just not...
Not reliable.
No. Take B-Wings. But yeah, it was mission was something to think about, but I don't think... I think a bomber wing would have just absolutely wiped me clean.
You've got no defence against him, and they'll kill a Corvette.
Like, almost straight every away. Turn. I've got a lot of anti-squadron on there. You know, there's a lot of blue firepower.
You're giving up your Akbar shots to do it.
I would be, yeah.
It's the problem with Akbar. If he wants to get his broadside off, then you could just sit your bombers either in the side that wants to be shooting a ship or in the front. And then if he wants to shoot the bombers, he doesn't get the Akbar on the side.
He did, yeah. It does. And I got lucky on my matchups, to be fair. Very lucky. And Sensenet, never pick Sensenet.
Yeah. Even if you don't understand why it's good, just don't pick it.
Go on,
even then, definitely don't. If you don't understand why it's good, definitely don't pick it.
What was the last one then? I played Robin. Robin's a regular down here. Played quite a few times against him. And he had an ISD with boarding parties. Was it boarding party? No, he didn't have boarding parties in the ISD. But he had the one that adds blues when you lose tokens.
Oh, yeah, it Devastator.
I think it was exactly the same list as he played the last time.
I didn't get to play him last time, so... We had
the last kit that we had,
So I played two Interdictors today.
Did you win the last kit?
Yeah, I think he did, yeah. Because he beat me by, like, 8 points or something in the last...
Oh, shit. The last I don't game, think I was at that one, was I?
No, you couldn't make it. Yeah, so he had the Devastator. Yeah, what he did... I managed to evade it, but what he did with me was he was like... Can I just throw all my defense tokens away when you shoot?
Yeah, you shoot with one red dice, and he's just like, "Oh, I'll use all four."
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, just burns them all. So, nice. Yeah.
So then he's running around with 12 dice out the front.
Yeah,
he didn't defense tokens. Get the chance to, unfortunately. Yeah,
because you sat in the corner and sensenetted him.
No, we didn't. So we locked. I made about 7 or 8 tokens by that point, and he'd locked them down with Valen and. Not Shara, is it Shara?
No, Rudor.
Sienna Ree?
Rudor and Sienna
Ree.
Yeah, they're a good... If you're going super light squadrons, they're the two to pick.
So he locked them down. I couldn't do anything about that. That was it. They were out of action. And he came rushing in with his ISD, and I was pipping him, and he was just wasting his tokens. You know what? I'd have gone very quickly. Come flying in front of my MC-80, and he flew in where he thought he couldn't fit to ram. But he did fit, and that meant that he was off the board.
Oh, shit. Because if he'd been able to park the ISD in front of your 80...
He could have done.
Your 80 would be dead in like 2 turns.
He could have just slowed down to 1, right? And just parked in front of you.
I don't think he could have slowed down, but he could have just not clipped that extra turn.
Right, and just parked in front of you.
Yeah. He might have still died because it was a double arc of the MC-80 and it was some other arcs as well, but it would have took a lot of firepower to take it down.
Off
the board.
Yeah, it had taken a lot of damage from some other crits and things.
Come on, Robin, he robbed me.
Yeah. I would not have scored a hammer
in the tournament.
On a silver platter.
Yeah, once the ISD was gone, and it was like, then I took out the Interdictor.
What Admiral did he have?
And then he had Motti. Motti was on the ISD.
Did he have Blast Doors?
What, on the ISD?
Hmm.
I can't remember.
When I played him, if it was the same build, he just basically has Motti because the...
No, he wouldn't. He would have done it already.
The Interdictor just becomes ridiculous.
Yeah.
And is it Avenger, right?
No, Devastator.
Sorry, of course. Yeah, Devastator just... Having no defense.
Yeah, needs the hit points.
He needs the extra hit points. Yeah.
He did use it against my flotilla and wiped it clean.
Yeah, bait.
So yeah, he got that.
Wow.
To be honest,
Intel was on that flotilla as well. The intel from the other two games. No.
So with that, he had two raiders as well, and I don't think I killed either of the raiders. I may have killed one of the raiders. It happened so recently, and I can't remember.
Well, so it's still about the tokens, isn't it?
It was, yeah. I think I did kill one of the raiders, but the one raider survived, and token wins again.
What was the final score? Like points?
Oh, like 300.
I know, like tournament points.
Tournament points?
Yeah.
Nine.
Wow.
Nine, yeah. And that pit me over you.
Yeah.
I think I won it, like, MOV was 280 or something.
You were 400 and something, and yeah, Robin, 150.
Yeah, he'd killed a lot. He killed quite a few of my Corvettes.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a very close game. If he hadn't lost his ISD, it'd been very, very close, and I probably would have lost the MC80. In fact, I think I would have lost.
Yeah, because you didn't have VCMs, did you?
No. And so, to take that many dice.
Holy shit, to take 12 dice without any.
But he was only the.
VCMs would have been messy. You couldn't have taken two turns of that.
Five blues, he was probably going to get an accuracy or two.
Well, yeah. Six blues. Three red.
That's unfortunate, Robin. You probably would have won. But I get to steal it from Ben.
Oh, well.
This is the whole.
See, that list is not very good. Honestly, that list needs work.
It's not very good.
It's not very good at all.
Right, okay.
Won a tournament.
Shit list.
It was. Lucky matchups. It was lucky, except for going against Ben, but then Ben had Interdictor.
We didn't have a good... Yeah, my list was not
and
good against your
bad
list.
Mission.
Yeah, should have let you go first.
Missions make a difference. If you
build your list
for your missions.
Yeah, definitely. Don't just chuck them in.
I never expect to even... I built my list for my missions.
Always built
I only had
missions.
A 2-point bid, so I thought, I'm always going to go second.
I read somewhere like, build around your general. Pick your general and build it. But it's not. It's build around your missions.
Yeah.
Mm. Unless you're taking like a 20-point bid.
Well, then you want to just be first and smash stuff.
Yeah.
But then your missions still need to help you with that.
Only if you get outbid, though.
Only if you get outbid. But then you should never guarantee that, because we know some people are crazy with their bids.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
And there's people up there with doing like 25, 26.
Yeah.
Nuts.
But that was it. I won by luck. I'm not going to lie. Flying off the board.
It's all a game of luck though, isn't it?
It was for fun.
But yeah, exactly. It was a good day.
It was a flutter. I never flew Corvettes, like mass Corvettes. I knew they used to be good in the past.
Yeah, I liked them. That was my shtick back in the day.
I can see TRCs are vital for them. Without them,
yeah.
Kind of.
Oh,
just,
yeah, yeah.
I was so many blanks.
Akbar's okay because he can... I don't like. I've never liked them without a bar because you can only do three.
It's so easy to double up.
It was, yeah.
They got a really nice shape up.
I mean, what I was going to say is that bar's okay with them now because the TRCs aren't as good.
Because TRCs only work once.
Only work once. But back when they'd worked on both, like you want a double arc for every, and you're basically guaranteeing at least four hits.
To be honest,
like, even if you roll all blanks,
yeah, you still get four damage.
It might have been better to swap them out for someone else. Kraken wouldn't work because you're never going three. Mon Mothma?
Yeah, keep them alive.
She would have kept them alive longer. Or just go Dodonna and just tank them up, put TRCs on them.
Yeah, save some points.
But then if you've got TRCs on them, you're wasting your TRC for the mission.
Well, not really.
Maybe you put those quad battery on them. No, you can't. It's going to be a red slot.
Quad battery is a red gun.
Is it? Not the blue?
No.
Well, then do
pretty
that.
Sure it's not.
Get an extra dice.
No, because then their bees couldn't have them if it was blue.
Yeah. So with that 5 points, that would have been an extra dice to get the accuracy on it.
Well, how often is a Corvette going to be going slower than its target?
Yeah, it's
not
true.
Very
it's
often.
Pass. But maybe just Mon Mothma and I could have pimped up the MC80 a bit more.
Yeah.
Something to try for next time.
Get some ECMs on it.
Mm.
But yeah.
Any other reflections, guys? I mean, I was my list is definitely proven to be quick and easy to fly.
Yeah.
That's about it. It's not good for
I like to see
stuff on.
Like,
I really liked Hand of Justice. That was good. Title for the Architens.
Specifically with Jerk Gazante.
Well, with lots of things. Good for Jerk Gazante because it means he can use his scatter twice.
Yeah.
It means he can get into a bit more trouble and not die. Also because the one with Hand of Justice has Nida, so it has two evades.
Yeah.
It can evade defensively and offensively with TRCs.
Yeah.
And then it helps. Hand of Justice lets you basically do the same thing with the other Arcturnes because it can spend and then refresh and spend again.
Yeah.
And, you know, for the Interdictor, it's only got one brace and one redirect. So as long as it's not getting accuracy'd. And at long range, you don't get accuracy'd very much, and this list is very much a hang back at long range list. So that was a good 4 points, I think.
Yeah, I used that. It in the Carillion campaign. Remember, like, way back, and I mainly use it for the Jerk Gazante, but I did.
I didn't think, did anyone really kill it?
Kill what? Jerk Gazante?
Yeah.
Yeah, it died in the first game against Stu because I forgot to use Hand of Justice on its, on its scatter, which was frustrating. But I just got it in a little too tight and it just took too much shots. I got it in a position where it could get shot twice and both shots rolled high, so I had to burn it.
I have to say, the more annoying part of the list was the slowing down. That card that literally just drop a speed temporarily. How annoying that
was. It is annoying, but it's just, it's not worth the points, is it?
No.
Because for, like,
it made it useful.
For 10 points more, that Interdictor could have been a Star Destroyer. That's all I can think every time I use it.
Yeah. I could be chucking 8 dice into someone's face.
And like 50% tougher and extra speed.
Yeah.
It's like when I was flying towards you with the Corvettes, and I was just like, there's nothing here that... I'm more scared of the Arcturnes.
Yeah, the Arcturnes do more damage than the Interdictor does.
I can just leave the Interdictor to...
But it was fun moving scenery around, you know, throwing asteroids at people.
Just
terrible shit.
Right, so we haven't got any tournaments coming up before Christmas, I don't think.
No,
no new ships coming out. The news just in. The new one's going to be delayed.
Yeah.
Shocking. I don't know if one's ever come out on time, has it?
No.
Probably not.
But hopefully early next year.
Hopefully. Yeah.
Before regionals would be nice. If that gets announced,
yeah, hopefully long enough before regionals, not just
regional season. We need 10 a week, starts now because it's November.
Yeah.
There's none around us until the new year. I don't think
you'd think if it was soon, Firestorm would have. Well, whoever gets it, Exeter, Firestorm, Curtain Games.
We shall see.
So the angle I was going there is we won't have another tournament before Christmas, but we do want to do another episode before Christmas. So if anybody has any questions or topics they'd like us to cover, do email in and let us know. Otherwise, we may just do a discussion of, like we did for the upgrades, pick a few ships, pick three ships from each faction.
I know
three,
what won't
three
be
squadrons. Well, that's only because we've already covered it tonight so heavily.
They're at the bottom.
we'll do an episode to that effect. But other than that, any final words, guys?
No, thanks for listening, guys.
Yeah, thanks for listening. Day. Sorry again for the big delay between now and Nationals.
We'll try and get them out a bit.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
We'll have some articles to go over on the next one.
Yeah. Yeah, we were hoping that something would drop Friday because obviously FFG didn't get the news that we were planning to record this time. So,
yeah, no, it didn't get through. We got sliced.
Not enough intel. But there's bound to be one soon.
Yeah.
It has to be. Like, it's been so long.
Send your home one Corvette over to America. Get all the intel.
Scan all the intel from close range.
Or if FFG want to contact us, you know.
They have to contact you two, but begrudgingly.
I'm not sure that's
FFG. To tell you where your hotels and are for Worlds.
I haven't heard back from them yet.
But they're doing their best. Hoping that you just forget about it or something.
I'm
going to put that on.
I'm sure they'll get in touch soon.
Yeah.
We love those guys.
Yeah. So it's comsnoiseuk@gmail.com if you want to get in touch, or post on the Facebook page, which is also
comsnoiseuk.
comsnoiseuk.
And we're on Facebook.
That's it.
That's it.
Thanks for listening, guys. Catch you next time.
Thanks a lot.
Bye.